Swedish filmmaker Ingmar Bergman is known for his dark, bleak investigations of the human psyche, movies like The Seventh Seal and Persona. He hasn't directed a movie since 1984, but he wrote the screenplay for the new Swedish film, The Best Intentions. It won the top prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival. Critic John Powers says The Best Intentions, which is 3 hours long, is a great 19th century novel of a movie.
The movies have always been in love with love. The classic storyline, boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back, has been replayed thousands of times. And in nearly all of them, love solves everything. But what if love triumphed and the result wasn't salvation, but catastrophe? That's just one of the questions raised by The Best Intentions, which tells the story of Ingmar Bergman's parents' marriage prior to his birth. His father, Henrik, is a poor divinity student whose life is an agony of loneliness and self-hatred. He's asked to dinner at the happy, worldly home of a bourgeois family and promptly falls in love with the daughter, Anna. Anna, who's beautifully played by Pernilla August, is impulsive and warm-hearted and spoiled, the bright red apple of her father's eye. By the way, Bergman's stalwart Max von Sydow plays her father, and he's never been more exquisitely wry or gentle. To the horror of Anna's mother, who bitterly opposes the marriage, Anna fights for Henrik's love. The lovers overcome countless obstacles. It takes a long, painful battle for the boy to get the girl, or more precisely, for her to get him, since she's the active one. But Bergman is about as sentimental as a scalpel, and their love story has a sharp, cruel twist. After struggling heroically to get married, they find that what keeps them from being happy are their own natures. Henrik grows increasingly rigid and domineering, violent in his righteousness, while Anna longs for the warmth of the happy, prosperous family life she left behind. Both are virtuous, both flawed. And in fact, that's one good thing about The Best Intentions. Nobody corners the market on good or evil. Even Anna's mother, who spends the first 90 minutes as a villain, turns out to have been right. This couple wasn't meant for each other. The Best Intentions is not a great film. It's too long, too studied, and though it may sound silly to say so, too pretty for such emotionally unruly subject matter. But there's something of greatness in it. Director Billy August, who made Pelle the Conqueror, gives the film something rare, a genuine vision of life. The movie's almost Olympian in its calm understanding that human beings are buffeted by passions infinitely larger than themselves. Anna and Henrik are like two people walking alone on a barren landscape who get carried along by the same flash flood. And this flood is called love. The movie begins with Henrik refusing to see his dying grandmother and claiming he'll never forgive her for what she's done in the past. In real life, Ingmar Bergman did exactly the same thing to his own dying father. This movie is his belated act of restitution to both his parents and perhaps himself. At 74 years of age, he may finally be rid of his own bitterness. The Best Intentions is a rarity, a movie with something wise to say about all our lives. It shows us that love is easier to come by than forgiveness. For while love is something that happens to you, forgiveness you have to do yourself.
John Powers is a cultural reporter for the LA Weekly and writes about film for New York Magazine.